Eric, I've heard that in Puna there's a place called Avatar's Cave, and the story I heard was that in each incarnation the Avatar has spent time in that cave.
I don't know. Many stories are being told like that, but I don't know. Yeah, there is a cave. Mm-hmm. He sit there. He, once when he was in the early stages there, he went there, mm-hmm. and sat himself there. Yeah. But he has, where, how many caves he has set? He went to Mount Abu, then he was in Sarguja there, and then he was in the cave in Hyderabad.
And
Assisi, yeah. So many caves, you forgot, you can't have, man, what do you call, that in Panchgani?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is
Kashmir.
Kashmir, yeah, Harwan, mm-hmm. and so forth. So, it's there. It's just inciting us, find a place of solitude, think of me, remember me like that. He has no need to find a place of solitude or think of, because there is no solitude for him. He's all pervading. But these are guidelines. I don't know why. Might be true. Likewise, it is said of Ganges, River Ganges, that all the avatars have visited it, have to visit, because of the ancient promise given to the River Ganges. Ganges is a symbolic representation of that which purifies one, the grace that purifies one, the flowing grace that purifies one. So one day there was a great complaint from this fluent grace to the Lord. It says, Lord, in the process of bathing in me, I get myself polluted. What about me then? Who is going to purify me? So there he has given the assurance that time and again when I come on earth, I will wash my feet in it and you will purify. So that's how it is. So that's how every advent you find, you hear that some or other you get an inkling that he has visited as Jesus.